All around you, you can see the built legacy of an immigrant community populated by Huguenots. Nadia Valman and Professor Miles Ogborn.
Tens of thousands of Huguenots came to England in the late 17th century, and they called themselves refugees, a French word, and from that the word refugee has passed into our own language. They were seeking refuge as Protestants from a country which was persecuting them. They were involved in the silk weaving trade, and they were barred from trade activity in the City of London by the guilds. So they had to set up outside the City of London, but they wanted to be as close to it as possible. And they developed Spitalfields.
What you can see now in terms of the physical fabric of this area is really quite a partial view if you take the Huguenot community as a whole. What you can see on Folgate Street, Fournier Street and Princelet Street are the houses of the master weavers. Those who were in control of the trade, they were employing journeymen weavers who would do the physical work at the looms, and they would essentially manage the capital that flowed through the industry, and they would, of course, take most of the profits. And they turned those profits into buildings. And the buildings that you see are statements of mercantile respectability.
Not for the first time, then, an immigrant population had come to London and successfully established itself. But not for long.
The silk industry comes under all sorts of pressure. The silk has to be imported from France, and Britain and France are at war periodically right the way through the 18th century and into the 19th century. So there were huge fluctuations in the trade because of that. And then there is the competition from cotton. So when printed calicos and cottons become cheaper and cheaper, then silk becomes uneconomic.
And Spitalfields enters a spiral of decline that lasts the best part of 150 years until it began to be gentrified in the 1980s. We're moving on down Princelet Street now and then right onto Brick Lane and one of the area's most famous buildings, the Brick Lane Mosque.